This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I'm going to lean toward the Spurs just because they seem to be a bit deeper, especially when they have the ability to hit three-point shots with a little bit more regularity. And we still don't know. You know, it could just be one strain for Ibaka, you know, one little twist, and he's back on the bench kind of thing. So right now I lean towards the Spurs. But Oklahoma City, if they're going to keep that up and be able to shut San Antonio down, that's a tough matchup as well.
Is that Obama or Obaka? Yes, it was Obaka. That's the number 10 item. Actually, it starts off, the countdown starts off with Jeff Zilgit, who is from USA Today, in an interview on a sports talk radio program. His predictions for the NBA and the playoff season. Sports talk radio, including the NBA, the NHL, the baseball situation, who's on first, as it were, and the Donald Sterling thing. Number 10, in a general manner of speaking, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hello. Doug Steffen here with our overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, our weekly countdown in this hour, for everything that brings us through the Friday, May 30th broadcast, looking, listening, talking about the top 10 talk radio topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine, which is inside talkers.com, and the Talkers Radio is there, Talkers Television. A lot of interesting radio programs in there. You might want to check that out as you listen to some of the regular things. There are some things in there that are unusual and unique. That's what we're striving for, uniqueness. And as this unique countdown gets underway. Number 10, NBA playoffs, sports talk radio. Hello.
Let's get
number 9. Number 9, midterm primaries and who's on first for the presidential race of 2016. Here's a radio host, Jimmy Cefalo, talking to Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida about when we might officially hear if Mrs. Clinton is going to run for president.
Is it too early? I guess it's not, because it's politics as usual in America. They talk about the 2016 presidential campaign. And on the Democratic side, it seems that a lot of people are just a foregone conclusion that it would be Hillary Clinton as your standard bearer. Do you feel the same way?
Well, you know, Jimmy, as the chair of the Democratic National Committee, it'll be my job to neutrally and credibly manage our primary process. And so I, don't take a position in the primary. And so, what I know, having been close supporter of Secretary Clinton's in the past, I was a national co-chair for her presidential campaign in 2008, is that she is taking some well-deserved time to rest. Now she's about to launch her newest book, and will be going through a book tour, and has been very involved in the charities and issues about which she's passionate, and she's going to make a decision about that either late this year or probably early next year, if I were hazarding an educated guess.
Right. As head of the DNC, you've got an important role, too, in deciding where that Democratic convention will
yes.
be. Will it be in the state of Florida?
We have, that's also a process that I have to neutrally and credibly manage. And so since the recommendation ultimately comes to me as the chair of the DNC, we will be accepting requests for proposal in June from cities across the country. And I know we'll have a technical advisory committee that will review those proposals and ultimately make a recommendation. So
right.
We'll see.
Is South Florida one that you
Miami
expect?
Is, Miami has expressed interest in sure. submitting a request for proposal, as has Orlando.
Number 8. All right, man, we started off with a pretty good load of blarney there, right? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so from number 9, politics, to number 8, the continuing focus on Russian aggression. Here's Taco Scott Sands with Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. They discussed Portman's trips to the Ukraine during the elections that were held there last weekend.
Tell me about your trip to the Ukraine. You were there during their voting last weekend. That must have been an interesting experience.
Yeah, it was, Scott. We've got a bunch of Ukrainian-Americans here in Ohio, big community in Cleveland. They come to me about a year ago and said, something's really wrong there. This is with the old administration. It was a Russian-backed administration in Ukraine. The guy who was there was really leaning more and more toward Russia, and he was facing some demonstrations, and peaceful demonstrators, were being oppressed by his police and his military. That led to this uprising late last year and early this year. And in turn, that guy got kicked out. New government came in on an interim basis. And finally, just this past weekend, there was a vote on Sunday for a new president. So I was there as an election monitor. I was one of 62 parliamentarians from around the world who went there to say, hey, let's be sure this is a fair and free election so the new government has legitimacy.
Did I hear him refer to himself as a parliamentarian? Did I hear that? Interesting way of talking about yourself if you are a legislator or a parliamentarian. Huh. Well, I'm sure we'll get a comment on that. By the way, comments are invited in any number of ways here on the Talk Radio Review, 888-302-3684. Should you want to talk about one of these items quickly as we're making reference to them, email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can send along your comments, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The number is 7, the item of the week, as we count down from number 10 to number 1, up next here on our countdown.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be fantastic.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Stephan and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311 confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. Get AC Delco professional DuraStop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer.
Number 7. I know a lot of people find this program to be something they don't want to miss each week. It's sort of a habit, and that's not bad. Number 7 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Memorial Day, combination of things. Actually, two. Sometimes there are ties, and the celebration of Memorial Day is tied with the story of that Marine being held in Mexico. Let's start out with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle talking about Memorial Day, what it means to him, with Talk host Steve Sommers.
First of all, thank you so much for your service to our country. It's a day of respect and remembrance. Sometimes it gets lost because people think it's the beginning of summer and it's time to have fun and have food festivals and go swimming. But again, I have a very humbled respect and remembrance. Thanks to you and everybody who has served.
I certainly appreciate that. You don't hear that too often.
You've had to, in your military career, actually write letters of condolences to families and family members because of the death of their sons or daughters killed in action or killed in the line of duty. I'm sure that has been difficult at times.
That weighs on your mind this time of the year. Of course, that was when I was in Vietnam, and many of my troops on the station in the combat zone on Cambodian border were blown up one day with rocket rounds from the enemy, the Viet Cong. And of course, when that happens, you sit down and survey the belongings and write letters of condolence to their families. And that was probably one of the most horrible events that I've had to do in my military career.
Yeah, but in the past, everybody knew what that gold star flag hanging in the window meant, especially on this type of day.
That's right. During World War II, 1941 to 45, many thousands of people received notices by Western Union. Today, however, Steve, they send an officer or two out to the family of the deceased killed in combat, notify them of their death. And, of course, today, if we listen to some of those war stories of those who survived the Great War, and there are a few of those around today, and, of course, those who have performed combat duty in present wars, we learn a lot about the rigors of combat.
All right, so that's Colonel Dean Smittle, focused on Memorial Day, tied at number 7, the story of the Marine who's being held on a weapons charge in Mexico, courtesy of host Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft, talking to the mother of the Marine who is being held.
We all saw a video of your son looking gaunt in this gray prison T-shirt. Have you had a chance to see him other than this yesterday, and what's your reaction to all this?
Well, I saw him once when he was in La Mesa Penitentiary, and I saw him once at El Hongo Penitentiary approximately about 12 days ago. So, you know, physically, he is definitely undergoing some change, and of course, mentally, it's been just extremely excruciating since April 1st.
One of his friends, a gentleman named Mark Podlaski, was on with Greta Van Susteren on Fox yesterday, and said that according to apparently a conversation he had with your son, that he has been beaten. He was chained to a bed for so long that when they finally released him at the end of 4 weeks, he couldn't even walk because of a muscle atrophy, and that he compared the situation your son is enduring to being like a POW.
That would probably be an accurate metaphor. I know that he explains it as a worse situation than he ever experienced in Afghanistan, his two tours of duty.
John Kerry has made some kind of generic statements about your son's case. Duncan Hunter, a congressman from California, was the one who I think actually released the 911 call that your son made before he was taken into custody. Are you in conversations with any members of the State Department or congressmen that are trying to work with Mexican authorities to address this matter?
Well, definitely Representative Duncan Hunter. He's leading the charge. So ever since early on, I think ever since actually the publication broke May 1st through the first article, Representative Duncan Hunter reached out to me, and so daily we talk because he's continuing to advocate. I know that he said he was taking something to the House floor this week, and he's written multiple letters to Secretary of State John Kerry. And I do know that John Kerry Secretary of State did raise the issue on May 21st while he was in Mexico, so that was promising.
Up next on the countdown, you'll hear a discussion of the number 6 issue as we move our way from number 10 to number 1 here.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six on the countdown this week happens to coincide with the end of the nation's longest war. President Obama outlining his vision this week for U.S. foreign policy that is skeptical of new military engagements and prepared to juggle high-tech threats, rising regional powers, and terrorist hotspots. White House had touted the speech as a major foreign policy address, but the president didn't outline a sweeping doctrine or a new set of policy goals. Instead, he mounted a forceful defense of the mostly minimalist multilateral policies he followed overseas since he took office. He said U.S. military action cannot be the only or even primary component of our leadership in every instance. So with more on that conversation and discussion, we turn to radio host Steve Scott. He has military analyst Mike Lyons, who also happens to be a West Point alum. They discuss the significance of this speech.
Did it sound like the president was defending his military foreign policy in the speech?
He was both defending it and he was also changing it. I think he's really going to put a close now to two wars, Iraq and Afghanistan. And for the first time, he tells cadets that they likely won't see combat duty there. You go back to George W. Bush in 2002, who warned cadets that they likely will see combat duty. So he's definitely turned the page now with regard to his feeling of use of the military and how he wants to use other means of, let's say, soft power in order for the U.S. to get its message across.
It did seem that the message was the U.S. must still lead but show restraint militarily.
He's really concerned about creating more enemies on the battlefield. If you take one off here, you'll create another one in another location. He mentioned some different places where that could possibly be true, in Syria and Libya. He even mentioned the Nigerian girls and how that would be a way that the U.S. can use its soft power and not just military force to go in and try to possibly make some kind of rescue operation work.
Mike, there are some who say they're worried about America looking weak militarily on the world stage. Do you share in that concern?
I don't share that concern because anybody that would get involved with us conventionally, it would be no match. And I think the last wars with Iraq, Desert Storm, and Operation Iraqi Freedom has proven from a conventional perspective, if you deal with the United States military, Air Force, the ground forces, our Navy, it would be no match. And the only one that works any effectiveness towards us is these terrorist organizations that kind of slice us in a thousand cuts. And I think that's what we've got to be concerned about, which which is why he said the terrorists are still our number one greatest threat right now to the country.
Mike, I wonder, not a coincidence that the president's remarks followed by just one day his announcement of the big troop drawdown in Afghanistan?
I think they're both linked. I think that he wants to probably shift the talk away from some other things that that are affecting the military right now, the VA challenge he's got there. But he links them both together because he basically closes down Afghanistan now with a plan that the military clearly signed up for. And then he tells these cadets they're going to have to be different kinds of soldiers, likely more diplomatic, and it won't be assured that they'll actually use what they've learned to go to war.
As a career soldier and a West Point grad, how did the president's remarks resonate with you?
You know, I've seen a shift over the years now, again, from the kind of the warrior ethos and how that's very important. And now the shift now more towards this this diplomatic way. This military's got to be very strong, but there's got to be other solutions and other ways and coalitions, for example, that have to work. That skill set's got to be expanded. It's a clear shift in strategy, and you know, the question is, when you sign up for the military, you got to know what you're signing up for these days. It's not necessarily going to be for a combat mission, so to speak. It's going to be likely more or less in support of somebody else doing something.
The president's West Point speech being analyzed, it happens a lot. Analysis paralysis, some people call it. It makes for good fodder, good conversation, good interviews always do, and they're part of the feature here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we review number 10, sports talk radio, number 9, the election primaries this week, etc. Russian aggression is number 8, Memorial Day, and that Marine being held in Mexico, number 7. And so we'll get to number 5, 4, 3, and move ourselves along here on the countdown. Stand by for that. It's 28 minutes after the hour.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at AutoZone when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a Fram oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Here's something for all of you men who are listening, who are trying to improve your life. One of the things that you know is that your body recovers physically when you get a good night's rest. So if you're not sleeping well, your body is not going to stay in good shape. That's why Heart Factors Plus helps so much and why so many people get behind it. Heart Factors is an astounding cardiovascular supplement that has an effective combination of all natural ingredients that will improve your blood flow. All the reasons for you to call 800-577-8560. And by the way, if it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. Order it today, 800-577-8560. When you mention Doug Steffen, you get a bottle of CoQ10 and fish oil, a new formula that they tried in Chamonix that I think you're going to like a lot. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 thing.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Wow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to Super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Number five this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome back, by the way. I'm Doug Steffen. Second half hour of this hour's review of the top 10 topics, quoting the research done at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio. Check out some of the interesting programming that's there, not including this one, because at Talkers Radio, they do a lot of different things that you don't hear on conventional radio stations. The number five item this week, back to, or continuing, shall we say, the discussion of climate change, global warming, the weather in general. Here's host Tom Rose with Chris Horner from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. They talk about the millions of dollars the government is spending so that Columbia University can send out voicemail messages about climate change.
Now we know why we can't afford to spend $429 for colonoscopies for our vets. That's because we're busy spending $5.8 million to give to Columbia University so they can come up with phony voicemails about climate change.
Well, we don't know they're phony, but...
You're right, because they're projected out in the future. So the guy that is going to be late home for dinner because he's facing a 100-foot wall of the Atlantic Ocean coming down the turnpike, that could happen.
Because, for example, when they keep saying, well, these things are just around the corner, whatever it is... commercially viable wind power and solar power and so on without being welfare cases. I always point out, so are anti-gravity boots and time travel, to which someone responds, well, now, don't be naive. If time travel were achieved, those people would be here right now. So this throws a wrench into that analysis. It might be a little deeper this before your second cup of coffee, but I don't know if these are fake except for the source. And given assume that these people have been caught faking everything, I'm going to assume this isn't real time travel. This shows us fairly well another example of what these people view as.
Have you heard any of these? They are hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just for the comedic value, it's almost worth it.
Well, it is, but it also keeps other things in perspective. For example, this is what they view as a productive use of taxpayer money. These are the same. This is the Solyndra of university grants. Okay.
Right.
This is what they believe is a productive use of our money, and what they'll do in the future, in this horrible future, about it. You go through it, and it is just with Soylent Green as people.
Right.
It gets worse from there.
We got one here. Let's see what this one is. These are the fake climate change voicemails from Columbia.
Hey, Mom. I'm on top of Diamond Head right now, and there was an 8.6 magnitude earthquake about 2 hours ago, and there's a tsunami warning going on. Everyone is getting up as high as they can to avoid the wave, and we're all pretty scared. If this tsunami doesn't get us, the heat might. It's like 115 degrees right now, and it's going up. But I was just calling to say I love you, and I miss you. It might be the last time you hear my voice.
Bye. Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but we could only be so lucky that it would be the last time we hear that guy's voice.
Right. Look, the rationality of their pitches decreases with the popularity of their demands or their schemes. The more they talk, the more time they have to show what rational people they are or aren't, the better off we are.
Number four this week on our talk radio review, the focus on the Edward Snowden NBC television interview with Brian Williams. Here's talk host Dave Lee reviewing some of what Mr. Snowden had to say in that interview, which has been airing pretty much all week on NBC Nightly News.
NBC News aired an hour-long interview with Edward Snowden, and it's the first that he's done, apparently, in this country. He described himself as a patriot and a defender of the Constitution, and he questioned the statements from the U.S. government of the harm he's done, asking why we haven't heard of anyone being hurt because of his revelations.
I think it's important to remember that people don't set their lives on fire. They don't say goodbye to their families, actually pack up without saying goodbye to their families. They don't walk away from their extraordinarily comfortable lives. I mean, I made a lot of money for a guy with no high school diploma. And burn down everything they love for no reason.
He denied that he took 1.7 million documents, the number stated by the U.S., but didn't give a number of how many he took. And he didn't deny that he took military documents as well, not just information about domestic surveillance. Snowden also claimed that he went through the proper channels to express his concerns before he decided to take the documents, but says he was warned off, even though many of those he went to agreed that what he had to say was concerning, saying he was told that he'd be destroyed. The Secretary of State, John Kerry, struck back at Snowden's contention that he was in Russia because of the U.S. government.
What he's done is hurt his country. What he's done is expose for terrorists a lot of mechanisms which now affect operational security of those terrorists and make it harder for the United States to break up plots, harder to protect our nation. If this man is a patriot, he should stay in the United States and make his case. Patriots don't go to Russia. They don't seek asylum in Cuba. They don't seek asylum in Venezuela. They fight their cause here.
Snowden denied any relationship with the Russian government and denied that he had gotten any information from him, saying he would destroy everything he had before going to Russia. Beyond not physically having them, he also said there was no way he could access them by computer and had no control of them. Questioned about why he was in Russia, Snowden said he wasn't where he'd wanted to be, and he blamed the government.
I personally am surprised that I ended up here. The reality is I never intended to end up in Russia. I had a flight booked to Cuba, onwards to Latin America, and I was stopped because the United States government decided to revoke my passport and trap me and Moscow airport. So when people ask, why are you in Russia? I say, please, ask the State Department.
Number three. Mr. Snowden sounds a little smug there. By the way, the poll that we conducted this week at DougStefan.com asks whether your opinion of him has changed if you saw or listened to any of the interview. 39% of you who voted at DougStefan.com said, no, I still think he's a villain. 29% of you responded, I'll go back and forth on him for a while. That is, I haven't made up my mind what I think of Snowden. 18% said, yeah, he's a hero. 8% said, no, I think he's a hero. And 5% said, yes, he's a villain. All right, opinions changing. Yes, no, you had an opinion before he was a hero. You had an opinion before he was a villain. You stuck to it or you didn't. Results of the poll, daily polls on the issues of the day at DougStefan.com. All right, on to number three, the state of the United States economy. Here is a discussion from our affiliate KQEN in Roseburg, Oregon. Host Brian Prowitz talked to economist Dr. Elliot Eisenberg about the revision on the GDP numbers. And I will give you this much of a hint. They didn't go up. So what does this all mean?
I believe there may have been a revision, or maybe it's coming later, to first quarter GDP.
There was a revision, and it became a negative, and this was not surprising. The quarterly number, when annualized, turned out to be negative 0.06 or 0.8 or 0.8, so roughly 1 or 2 tenths of a point of negative GDP in Q1, primarily attributable to crummy weather and slightly attributable to inventory declines, because inventories were built up massively in Q3 and Q4, which led to a very high GDP in Q3, slower in Q4 as inventories grew more slowly, and then it grew still more slowly in Q1. Exports were also down a bit because of the timing of Chinese New Year. So bad weather, exports, and inventories, these are all things that are one-off. They're done. That being said, every single year there seems to be some problem. It was a tsunami one year. It was sequestration another year. This year it's bad weather, giving people reason to pause and to say, look, these economists that are telling us things are getting better are probably wrong. And I want to say, no, they're not. This sort of one-off thing. The economy really is strengthening. All the other measures of the economy are getting better. Household deleveraging continues. Vaccination rates are going higher. This is one-off. The rest of the year will be better, probably closer at 3 or 3.25%.
And, you know, we talked, 8 or 12 weeks ago, and one of the things we mentioned was the impact of the weather, and because we had some historical weather issues, including the day, I want to say it was in January, February, maybe it was later, that Atlanta closed down, and that impacted everything, and it was like, since 9/11, the biggest closure of air travel. Obviously, that has a huge impact on getting goods from point A to B, and really can have a big impact on a lot of folks in retail.
Absolutely, and the best measure of this is the American Trucking Association puts out their ATA Trucking Index. And it was really terrible in that short period of time and in the Jan-Feb period because trucks couldn't go on the road. And economists are aware that winter comes. It's up there. Wow, we're surprised. It's cold. It's more a case that it was so cold. Places like Atlanta, places like New Orleans, kids didn't go to school. The roads were just impassable for 3 days. And you have a large chunk of the country, 30, 40, 50 million people, not right. Going to work for a couple of days. This is clearly going to have a negative impact. It was above and beyond normal bad weather.
All right. So number three focuses on the economy and why it is the way it is. Believe it or not, comment as you will. 888-302-DOUG. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/good day or Twitter at good day. I'm Doug Stefan, moving to number two right after these words here on the countdown.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Stressful things during the day can keep you awake at night. Instead of sleeping, your mind is still spinning from stress. Unisom is the help you need to fall asleep. Unisom sleep tabs are a clinically proven effective OTC sleep aid. You fall asleep 33% faster by easing into your natural sleep cycle. With Unisom, you wake refreshed and ready.
Here's your morning traffic report.
Unisom, a stressful day deserves a restful night.
Use as directed. Active ingredient doxylamine succinate versus control in a clinical study.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
He shoots for the win. He scores!
Every fan dreams of this moment. But you're not just a fan. No, you're a face paint wearing, foam finger waving fanatic. Driving to every game, you were there. And on the road to victory, we energized your journey. At Exxon and Mobil stations, our quality gasolines help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, powering more great moments along the way, like this one. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Number two this week on our talk radio review. If I were responsible for putting these numbers together, the talk radio topics, this would be my number one issue of the week. I had a conversation on the Good Day program with medical analyst Dr. Richard Amerling. We discussed how the outrageous situation with the Veterans Administration is connected to Obamacare.
Well, it's a model for government-run bureaucratic health care. Bureaucracies all tend to suffer from the same problems. They lack real competition. No one is really watching the bottom line. In fact, their motivation within the bureaucracy is to try to grow their budgets, not shrink them. There are all sorts of gimmicks that are used to try to create outcomes as opposed to really incentivizing those that produce. And you see it playing out in the VA. They had this system in place where they had a mandate to have all patients seen within a certain time period. Well, they couldn't do it, right? They couldn't generate the system to create that, make that happen, so they just fudged the numbers. They created a false waiting list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a problem with bureaucracies. They can't really make things happen, and they just tend to grow and eat up dollars.
Well,
the
mentality of this is that even if we all seem to disagree, or most people, 74% don't like Affordable Health Care Act, don't like what it's going to cost, all of the things that are coming into reality, but yet these things keep growing like a virus. And one wonders how, again, the medical profession, why isn't it that everybody who's in the medical profession who finds this to be abhorrent stands up and, as a group, the American Medical Association, for example, or some of these other groups, why in the world are they being so silent about all this?
Well, all of organization, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, has been very vocal, but we're a small group. The AMA doesn't really represent physicians, and they are in cahoots with the government. They make money by providing them coding systems. So they don't speak for physicians. And there is no national organization that really represents physicians, except ours and one or two others, Doctor Patient Care, I should mention. But we're small and underfinanced. So it's a tough battle. I mean, we are fighting this as best we can.
Yeah. So what's the future here? What do you think is going to happen? What's the crystal ball look like for you?
Well, I see a almost inexorable trend towards the increasing control over actual medical practice, and that is going to be done through various payment for performance schemes, performance measurement, things like that. In other words, they're going to try to impose a fairly rigid standard of care. There's this concept that everybody ought to be treated the same.
Yeah.
Well, that's really antithetical to the way I was taught to practice medicine,
right,
which is that everybody's different and they need individualized care.
Up next, as we conclude our countdown with the number one issue of the week, something exciting and new, a discussion of gun control. Number one, next on the countdown.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Awaking to the sounds of blah, 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 the killings at University of California, Santa Barbara, not blah, blah, blah. Maybe what response some of the talk radio folks brought to the table was. Let's get started overviewing our number one issue this week with a captured conversation from our affiliate, KQTH in Tucson, where host John Justice talked to a caller about the role the pharmaceutical industry played in last weekend's shooting and perhaps many other shootings that have taken place before.
Good morning, Jim.
My question to you is, I listen to a lot of the radio stations, let's call it the talk radio industry, from the top to the bottom.
Okay.
And the one thing I've noticed is missing, I understand why in the mass media of this is missing, but no one will address big pharmaceutical companies and their responsibility in this shooting, the shootings prior to that, and prior to that, and prior to that. Are we afraid of the big pharmaceuticals?
Well, why? What is the pharmaceutical? What is their responsibility or their contribution to these shootings? I mean, people are still deciding to take particular drugs, or family members are deciding to give, you say, children particular drugs. Are you saying the pharmaceutical company is responsible because the majority of these shootings, people were on these drugs or not on drugs? What's your point here?
Well, my point is that the pharmaceutical companies know what the side effects of most of the drugs that are being administered, whether it's for ADD or depression or whatever that are given to children now. They know the side effects. They know that there's withdrawals from these pharmaceuticals. But no one will make the link that all of these young men, basically, that are the participants in these shootings were all either on or had been on.
Do we know that Elliot Roger was on was on particular?
I'm not talking about Elliot Roger.
Well, but that's what we're
talking about.
Talking about
the ones prior.
Like what? Like who?
Aurora,
Colorado. Have we, okay, as it relates to Aurora, Colorado, have we seen the evidence thus far that the drugs that he was on contributed to his behavior in the shooting?
What I'm saying is that my position is, for whatever reason, we don't want to even introduce pharmaceutical giants into the mix of discussion, whether it's you or Limbaugh or Beck or any of them.
No, I'll have the, Jim, I'll have the discussion as it relates to pharmaceuticals and if they relate to individuals going out and committing mass shootings once I see evidence that people that were on drugs, those drugs were responsible for them to commit those mass shootings. But so far, I haven't seen the evidence of that. So why am I going to bring in a quasi argument that doesn't necessarily relate to an issue when we don't have any evidence of that? And I'm certainly not going to with Elliot Roger because there's no evidence he was on any drugs at all and that it had anything to do with his entitlement and narcissistic behavior. So it kind of seems like a non-argument without any facts.
All right, host Brian Suits and T. Ray Elmer talk about whether it's okay to criticize one of the grieving parents from the shooting because of what he is now saying about gun control.
Now, I'm not pointing out anybody who suddenly, since Saturday morning, can't get enough of national news cameras, but I'm just saying, in the aftermath of a horrific event like what happened in Santa Barbara, and maybe you find an inner voice and you start making your speech not about your lost son, but about national policy. I mean, what's the bubble? What's the point when I get to push back and say the guy's name and start criticizing what he's saying at a memorial yesterday at Santa Barbara on CNN last night?
His son was slaughtered on Friday, Brian.
Yes, so
he gets to say anything he wants to.
Till when, though?
When exactly do you get to start criticizing him?
What I'm saying is, you're right, he gets to say whatever he wants to, but at what point
What he has gotten out of this is an anti-gun thing, and that's what he's saying. What do we take away from this? That's what he took away from it.
Because it's sensitivity-wise, at what point do I get to start pointing out the inanity of some of what he's saying and not be insensitive?
Okay, I'll give you 6 weeks. How's that?
6 weeks?
Does that work for you? Why, you want to start tomorrow?
Well, I mean, when someone is using the loss of their child to affect policy, law, that's, to me, this is where I get to say something.
I don't think this is as well thought out as you think it is. I think he's just talking.
I agree with you there, because, I mean, I know emotionally you want to say something, you want to find a brand, and yesterday he said not one more. He said not one more. And, I mean, if someone lost somebody in a car accident, you can say not one more all your life, but by the time you're done saying it the first time, there's a car accident somewhere.
That's it. Talk Radio Review. If you'd like to express your opinion about the top 10 talk topics of the week, the poll is there for your discernment at DougStephan.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.